This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
A 23-year-old woman in Texas burned down her boyfriend's house last week after she FaceTimed him and another woman answered.
Uh-oh. That's a bitch move right there. When now, someone's FaceTiming on your on a guy's phone, anybody's phone, they're calling that person.
Oh, you mean the woman that picked up the phone?
That's a bitch move.
Well, okay. Maybe she thinks they're exclusive.
Doesn't matter. Someone else is trying to FaceTime that guy. Could be his mom. She doesn't want to see you.
Well, it turns out the woman who picked up the guy's phone was a relative.
Oh,
they don't
okay.
Do we it. Assumed. They're not together. Oh. There's never oh. been a you know.
See, but this is exactly why you don't do it. If someone's FaceTime with somebody else, don't do it.
It's not a boning situation.
Oh,
they're
no.
just some relative picked
cousin.
Up the guy's phone and she saw and flipped out.
Did she immediately hang up or did she? She didn't give the lady a chance to explain. I'm his stupid cousin, lady.
She didn't know that it was one of his relatives. She went to his house while no one was home and set it on fire.
Mm. Oh, boy.
That was an instant reaction.
That's pure.
She either
fiery
texted
jealousy.
A video or FaceTimed him again while doing it because there's a shot of his couch on fire and she told him, quote, I hope your house is okay.
Oh.
You actually hope the opposite.
Right.
You lit his house on fire.
He called the fire department, but it was too late. The whole house burned down.
Oh, God.
People on GoFundMe have donated over $15,000 to help him and his young daughter out.
Oh, God.
He said, I've only been dating that lady for a month. She was arrested 2 days later.
Yeah, bye.
She's facing burglary and arson charges, and yes... they broke up.
Good.
That is such an overreaction. It's not even like, why did I even say that? It doesn't need saying.
Of epic proportions.
Yeah, like that is so far out of control.
I think we can all agree that even if you've been with that person for 50 years and it's the final straw in something.
You don't do that.
It's still an
yes,
overreaction.
But I mean, cut.
Yeah. Bye, bitch, bye. Have fun in jail.
It's one of his relatives
Follow.
Answered his phone. He's there. It was Thanksgiving. Duh.
Oh, boy. This is that a party? What is it?
You don't know that song?
No, I don't know it. What is he saying there?
Your the mom, roof is on fire.
The roof is
oh,
on fire.
Oh,
got it.
Okay.
All right. The roof is on fire. The couch is on
damn,
fire.
It's like a joke. I have to explain it. It's a lost cause.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't give yourself a drug.
No, I'm
lame.
Not going to. Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to go ahead and delete that soundbite.
Go fix your straps and stuff.
Get back to what you're doing.
Anyway, he's got a GoFundMe going, but I don't. You know, this is one of those scenarios where we can't.
No.
Even if we like you, we can't help you rebuild your house, dude.
Can I? Listen.
Yeah.
If someone else burns your house down.
You can put your hand down. I called on you.
Yes, it felt good.
Okay.
If somebody burns your house down and doesn't your insurance still cover your house? Like,
I hope so.
Yeah. So does he need a GoFundMe account?
I don't know.
Or is it just like
I don't know what he needs.
For temporary
he's gonna
housing.
Well, yeah,
or,
he's going to have to rent a place. I mean, you hope that he's got something.
Right. We don't
saved.
Know if he owned it or rented it or...
I feel terrible, but, you know, then again...
Oh, it's horrible.
Were there no red flags on this lady?
I don't know. Sometimes early on, the red flags are ignorable because you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get with that.
It's like that the one time I was with a Brazilian lady, oh. And we did hook up. We kissed and stuff.
Oh, no. No
at
sex,
my apartment.
Though?
No, I didn't do her.
Mm.
And then we didn't talk for a minute, and then she showed up at my house with a kid on her hip.
Oh, that lady.
That's the lady. Yeah. And I'm like, what? We never did. What? How did, with your little baby. Mm. What turns out, she was a nanny and was so mad soon as, I guess, these people's, you know, the kids' parents left. She came right to my house, knocked on the door. What? I'm like, well, you're at my house. What do you mean, what?
So my question, that you actually just stole my question.
Come and knock on our door.
And who's
with a
your
baby
friend?
On your hip.
Yeah, nice to meet
Why
you.
Why didn't you call me after we made out at your apartment?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe I was going to, but now I'm not for sure.
Oh, yeah. She blew it.
Mm. Anyway, she didn't burn my house down, luckily.
Thank goodness.
Case,
I mean,
yikes.
Man, people just go crazy. Love makes people crazy. But I really do feel like you had to already be pushing crazy.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.